Camden Town,
Holborn,
Regent's Park,
West Hampstead,
Gospel Oak, Swiss Cottage,
Kentish Town,
Bloomsbury, Highgate,
St Pancras,
Covent Garden, King's Cross,
Somers Town,
Fortune Green, Camden Community Radio.
You're listening to Camden Newscast.
You're listening to Camden Newscast.
You're listening to Camden Newscast.
I'm Jason Mansray, and you're listening to the CC Radio Newscast. In this update, a threat to the Camden Road doctor's surgery.
They want to close the local doctor's surgery.
The Departure Lounge, Camden's new approach to drunk revelers.
Has one clear objective, and that is to get people home safely after a night.
We take a look at the London revised housing strategy.
London is going to go the way of Paris. It's the inner areas will be affordable only by the rich. Low and middle income people would get shoved out to the periphery, to Barking and Dagenham and the outer edges of London in the poorer parts.
And a sporting race, but not quite what you might be thinking of.
And they're off. All seven of them.
Nearly 5,000 patients will be left without a GP due to the Camden Road surgery closing. A dedicated protester brought the issue to the Camden Community Radio doorstep. Literally.
Don't let them close our doctor's surgery.
That is the sound of Candy Edwards. She'd rigged a megaphone up to the top of her car and was appealing to the residents in the Maiden Lane estate, home to Camden Community Radio. This is in an attempt to woo supporters and increase awareness for the Camden Keep Our NHS Public group. The Camden Road practice was taken over by an American company called United Health 4 years ago, and nearly exactly a year ago, it was transferred to the Practice PLC. Barely a year down the line, this new company has announced the closure of the practice. The thousands of patients who use the services were expected to be absorbed in other providers, like the James Wigg practice in Kentish Town, though some patients have said they were turned away as the lists were closed to them. About 200 patients attended a meeting at Maiden Lane Community Centre. NHS representatives did not attend, and they heard of plans for a new surgery in the estate, though this would not be for another 2 years. With the demise of the Camden Road surgery certain, we will be keeping an eye on how the patient transfer goes. Camden is taking on a novel approach to street drinking with a new initiative, the Camden Departure Lounge. Lollipops, squash and flip-flops will be part of the warden's toolkit for the drunk. Our reporter, Marita Hudson, has more.
With its mix of bars, pubs and live music venues, Camden Town has long been a popular destination for partygoers. But the popularity of the area can also mean that drunk revellers are putting themselves in danger, leaving themselves vulnerable when leaving Camden Town. One measure aimed at minimising the effects of alcohol misuse in Camden Town is the Camden Departure Lounge. The Departure Lounge is a one-stop station for revellers situated at the beginning of Camden's Inverness Street. The lounge is a small open marquee that welcomes anyone who happens to find themselves in the area on a Friday or Saturday night. It was first piloted in 2010 and proved to be a huge hit with locals, Camden's night staff and partygoers alike, and so was successfully relaunched in July 2011. The initiative, which is funded by Camden Council and backed by the London Ambulance Service, has one clear objective, and that is to get people home safely after a night out. It is run by three wardens who are all fully trained first aiders. I spoke to the supervising warden, Mark, to find out a bit more about the free services they provide to Camden's partygoers.
Get them a hot drink, get them a cold drink, get them a sweetie, get them directions, tell them where cabs are, night buses when they stop and stuff like that. And if they drop or if they feel too drunk, we let them lay down and call the ambulance and stuff like that.
I asked Mark what kind of people visited the Departure Lounge on a typical night.
You get some crazy mother, and I'm joking. You get homeless, you get drunk people, you get normal people, like, yeah, everybody.
Flyer distributor and club promoter Joe told me what he thought of the scheme.
I think it's really good. It helps all the ladies when they come out stumbling, like they get their tea, they get their free flip-flops because their feet hurt. So it helps them, innit?
We spoke to one such lady just as she entered the lounge and swapped her 6-inch platforms for a complimentary pair of flip-flops and a hot cup of tea. This is how she summed it up.
Do you like it?
No? Yeah, too much.
She liked the boys working in.
The Camden Departure Lounge runs from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. every Friday and Saturday night.
They are always looking for volunteers, so if you'd like to help out Mark and his team, please contact Keith Sewell, the Camden Departure Lounge Supervisor, on 07594 620 574, or you can email him, Keith Sewell, all one word, at live.co.uk. The London Housing Strategy is supposed to ensure that people get the housing needed. Marion Larrigy has been examining whether this brief is fulfilled for Camden residents.
London's draft housing strategy would reduce the number of homes to be built for social renting, the tenure that supports nearly a third of Camden residents. The implications of this for the 648 Camden households in temporary accommodation and the 17,000 people on the waiting list are depressing. But the longer term impact could be catastrophic for the whole of Camden and for London. According to Shelter, Campaign for Homeless People, a home in Camden is now well beyond the reach of average income earners. For a property at the lower end of the market, a two-bedroom flat costing £350,000, a mortgage of three times your salary would mean that two people would each have to be earning over £50,000 a year and have a deposit saved. Care workers and people working in local shops don't earn that sort of money. Would a teacher earn enough money to buy a Camden home?
How long would it take a teacher in Camden to get to earn £50,000?
If a teacher was teaching in inner London, they would need to take on additional responsibilities in addition to their normal teaching load. Otherwise, you cannot reach £50,000.
So your average teacher is not earning £50,000. How can she and others like her find a home in Camden? Here's where the London Housing Strategy and the London Plan policies begin to affect the direction things will go.
It used to be that a development of 50% of the housing in it had to be social rented or affordable.
It was the Ken Livingstone target. They never achieved it, but they did achieve a fair amount. But Boris, last year, in the modifications of the London Plan, already lowered these percentages so that a smaller percentage is the target, something like 30-something percent. And now he's introducing new proposals which would allow him to satisfy whatever targets there are using a new government definition of what is an affordable housing unit.
And an affordable housing unit are ones where people need to earn about £40,000?
Something like that, £40,000 or £50,000 a year in a family.
The problem is that genuinely affordable housing is not being properly supported. Social rented housing has effectively been phased out in favour of property that is supposed to be affordable to the buyer. Shouldn't somebody such as our secondary school teachers be able to afford to live in Camden?
How long would it take a teacher in inner London to reach £40,000 income?
£40,000 would take a minimum of 7 years. The current top salary for a six-year teacher is 36,300 and something.
So would you say housing in Camden is affordable for teachers on that basis?
No, not really, it isn't. Let's face it, if affordable housing is considered to be available for people with an income of 40,000, then I don't really think that's terribly affordable for the vast majority of A, the population, but secondly, even the teachers.
Well, things are not looking good for our teachers, even at 40k. Would it matter to the quality of life if people such as teachers were all forced to move to outer London or beyond to find a home? On top of the cost of travel, the teacher would have a longer day.
Well, I start at 8:30. I prefer to be into school by 8 o'clock because there's things to prepare. I would normally finish around 5 o'clock. It is a long day, and for most people, I would say an hour's travel is more than enough.
With pension age for teachers rising to 67 or 68, they may no longer want to teach in places like inner London. If middle-income people can't afford to buy in Camden, and there are cuts to social rented housing, Camden and inner London could end up simply for the rich. Camden community and voluntary groups are not taking this lying down. They put their views forward on the draft housing strategy. Here's Michael Edwards.
King's Cross Railway Lands Group is one of 15 or so voluntary and community organisations in London which has just put in a response to it. The line we're taking is that housing problems in London are getting more and more severe, particularly for low-income people, that the actions of the national government of the coalition in limiting housing benefit are going to have a diabolically strong effect. They already are having an effect in London by making it just impossible for low-income people and indeed quite a lot of middle-income people, especially families, to continue to live in London, especially to continue to live in parts of London where they have lived for generations but can't afford to live anymore. The mayor is really not responding to that, and we've made a lot of proposals in detail to try and really reorient the whole strategy.
The consultation on the strategy has now ended, but the final strategy has not formally been agreed. I asked Michael how important the strategy is and what people can do about it.
We think it's very important. We think that if we don't radically change this mayor's plan, London is going to go the way of Paris. The inner areas will be affordable only by the rich. Low and middle income people would get shoved out to the periphery, to Barking and Dagenham and the outer edges of London in the poorer parts. I think people have to act through their MPs and through their tenants' associations and just keep demanding that sanity prevails.
And again, Marion is here with another sporting event. Or is that an event for the sporting?
Our sport of choice this newscast is one that almost everyone in Camden who's over the age of 18 will be invited to take part in. And they're off! All seven of them, the overweight blonde who can crack a joke, the lean grey winner of former times, and the one-time copper famed for introducing common sense policy on dope possession, were all in the race before, last time round. Sure to give them a run for their money? And in the race for the first time is long-time Green Party London Assembly member. The others are a former civil servant said to be supporting a third runway at Heathrow, a man running for the Kippers, and another representing the Nasty Party, none of whom are likely to get elected. Or are they? It's all up to you. You have the right to go out there and help to choose the winner. It won't cost you the price of a text or a phone call. Are we there yet? This week's sport is, of course, the race to be Mayor of London, to manage all those millions and millions of pounds, and with it, all those services that really, really, really matter to Londoners. If you need to know more about how to sign up to vote, visit London Elects. If you want to know about the candidates and to match their policies against your own views, visit votematch.org.uk or simply Google London Mayoral Elections 2012.
If you have any local news or a story you think should be heard, get in contact. newsdesk@ccradio.org. I'm Jason Mansaray and you've been listening to the Camden Community Radio Newscast. Stay tuned for our next update.